Mr. Shabazz joins us from Washington. Good evening. What do you have to say for yourself now, Mr. Shabazz?
I have to say that I am disappointed in the terrible performance of Mike Nifong, that the victim, who is Kim, the accuser in this case, is a real victim here. And I still believe that something criminally went wrong in that house, and this case was botched by prosecutors in this case. So I will not apologize, and I will not apologize in my defense of black women who have been raped and abused by white men. Over 1,600,000 black women have been sexually assaulted and raped by white men since we came here on slave ships. None of them have been prosecuted. I will not apologize for defending black women.
You're not going to apologize to the Duke lacrosse team that you smeared, that you convicted? Didn't you hear the North Carolina Attorney General's statement? Didn't you hear that the evidence is that there was no attack? What exactly?
I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that. I'm a criminal defense attorney. Many clients that I've had, the cases have been dropped against them, but I can't say that nothing went wrong. What I hear is political pressure that a powerful white university with powerful rich white defendants against a poor black woman, the case has been thrown out, but Nifong didn't interview the witness and charge the case properly. Nifong didn't give exculpatory evidence to the defense. It is Nifong who botched this case. And all women who will bring sexual assault charges in the future are adversely affected by this.